You and I are living in maybe some of the most historic times. I want to quote Father Robert Altier, who really challenges us through St. Louis de Montfort. This is a great quote from St. Louis de Montfort, who told us that in these times, the latter times, he said that God is going to raise up the greatest saints that have ever been seen, even to the point, he said, that those saints will tower over the saints of the past the way that a cedar of Lebanon towers over a shrub. Think about some of the greatest saints we have. And they are going to look like shrubs compared to what's coming. And you can be one of those saints. There is no reason why you can't. We're called to be some of the greatest saints of all times. I agree with this. There's no question that we're living in what is referred to as a very strong demonic force that we're facing in our times. Even one that's managed to invade the highest ranks of the Catholic hierarchy. So I want to frame this properly. That's what I want to do today. I want to frame what's going on properly. Okay, because we're told it's this and we're told it's that. But this is what it is. This goes back to the sexual revolution of the 60s. All the excessive indulgence was exploding around that time. A new way of looking at our relationship with God was also being ushered in by weak, world-compromising bishops. So instead of calling us, as centuries of bishops did before, to strive for heroic virtue, we were being told that we were victims of our circumstances, and we simply cannot help but indulge our wants and desires. And in fact, many in the hierarchy have been attempting to say that some sins are no longer sins, because avoiding them is beyond our capability. And precisely during the time this new church, Archbishop Fulton Sheen calls it an ape church, an other church. At the time this was being ushered in, a real demonic force entered the world. It was on Witches' Night, April 30th, 1966, precisely 50 years from the time that the angel visited the children in Fatima to prepare them. An angel that many believe is St. Michael the Archangel. Precisely 50-year mark, Anton LaVey founded the first satanic church in San Francisco, California. Required reading for members was the Satanic Bible. And the central theme of this Satanic Bible is this: do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. We all know the famous Nike slogan, just do it. Essentially, it was a call for physical fitness, yet it became a motto for our modern culture. Basically, it morphed into, if it feels good, just do it. Don't deny yourself any comfort or form of pleasure, even if it rises to the level of sin. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Yet it was Mary at the wedding of Cana who beckoned her son to expose himself for the first time as our Savior. She told him, they have no more wine. And Jesus actually pushed back a little bit. He says, hey, wait a minute, my time has not come. And God positioned her right then and there. He can't deny his mother. It's like she didn't listen to him with his pushback. Instead, she turned to the servants and said, do whatever he tells you. See, this is the way we frame it. Do what thou wilt. Just do it. Do whatever you want. Is one force. Our force. do whatever he tells you. And boom, wine, representing the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, that bland, tasteless water was turned into delicious wine. The joy of the Holy Spirit, the joy of being in God's good graces. This is the real battle line. People want to say, don't get political. It's right versus left. It is not. It is Christ versus the Antichrist. That's the real battle. Venerable Fulton Sheen in his prophetic eloquence put it this way: the battle lines are clearly drawn and the basic issues are no longer in doubt. From now on, men will divide themselves into two religions, understood again as surrender to an absolute. The conflict of the future is between an absolute who is the God-man and an absolute which is the man-God. Between the God who becomes man and the man who makes himself God. Between brothers in Christ and comrades in the Antichrist. Comrades. Interesting he chose that. This is the real battle line. It's not politics. It's not even right versus left. It is Christ versus the Antichrist. It is do what thou wilt versus do whatever he tells you. You and I are called to be some of the greatest saints in all of history. But authentically religious people, authentically spiritual people will always be opposed. Now we get to what Jesus meant when he said, you think I've come to bring peace? Wait a minute, he's the Prince of Peace. No, I've come to bring division. Wait a minute, Satan is the great divider. What does he mean? He means this. Authentically religious people, authentically spiritual people will always be opposed. My brothers and sisters, we're a threat to this satanic new religion on our planet. Do what thou wilt. Grown man, go share a bathroom with little girls. Kill a billion babies worldwide. Do what thou wilt. Turn marriage into whatever you want. Same sex, multiple partners. Hey, how about your Cocker Spaniel? Do what thou wilt. And you and I are called to say, no, not under my watch. This first reading with Jeremiah the prophet, he stood up to what was the ruling class. That's what we're fighting, my brothers and sisters. The ruling class who is ushering in this satanic new church worldwide. Yeah, there's the actual satanic church, but we're talking about a religion that is an ideology that says do whatever you want. They own and operate the media, Hollywood, universities. Every source of power and influence is owned and operated by the ruling class, who is threatened by do whatever he tells you. But they stand opposed to it. Every authentically religious person, every authentically spiritual person will be opposed, or we can recoil. It's not my battle. It's not my fight. Look what's at stake. And so Jeremiah, for standing against the ruling class of his time, was thrown down a cistern. The visual of that is he was put at the lowest place. We fear that, don't we? Well, I won't run with the crowd. I won't be esteemed by my neighbor. You know, I won't be with the cool kids. So I don't dare risk any of that. You see, this is why St. Louis de Montfort said, God is going to raise up the greatest saints that we have ever seen. Look how fast it's ushering in. Well, I don't want to get involved in politics or whatever. You know, it's the opposing side that actually gives us that narrative. Oh, father, you shouldn't get involved in politics. Oh, neighbor, you shouldn't get involved in politics. They're trying to shut us up. They don't want opposition. They don't want the word of God. They don't want, oh, I've come to throw a fire on the earth, and how I wish it were blazing. The word of God is a fire. It destroys the new church, the new religion. And behind it comes new growth. I've come to throw a fire on the earth. Are we willing to be that fire? This isn't about getting in people's faces and pointing a finger and grousing at them. Remember, Bishop Morlino was known to say, truth with love. Truth with love. But truth. We're not called to win the argument. We're called to win the soul. But we're called to win the soul. We can't retreat and give ourselves license. It's by, oh, it's politics. I prefer not to get into politics. I don't watch the news. I got my own problems. If not us, then who? Who among us will get in that army of what St. Louis de Montfort said, the greatest saints of all time? Well, that's not really for me. Joan up. Joe, St. Joseph, Joe up. If not us, then who? See, this is what we're doing here. My dear loved ones, we're getting strong. We're trying to get stronger. We want to be counted when we face God at the judgment seat, and we would say, I tried, I strove. I did everything I could to be counted among the greatest saints. I left my excuses aside, and I got in the fight. The fight for souls. My brothers and sisters, authentically religious, authentically spiritual people will always be opposed. Do not be afraid. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.